Good evening, Chevra. One of the highlights of the summer every year for me is when Rabbi Sukenik agrees to give a shiur. Rabbi Sukenik is probably the busiest person on the campus with a lot of very busy people here. He's responsible for feeding all of us. And if you come early in the morning in the Beis Medrash, you'll see that he's always learning in the morning in the Beis Medrash. Rabbi Sukenik, even though he's responsible for feeding us over the summer, is an outstanding Talmud Chacham, and someone whose shiur each summer, when he makes the time to give shiur to the Masmidim, is very, very much appreciated and enjoyed by all the Masmidim. It's always just something to think about, food for thought, and I know how difficult it is for him to carve time in his schedule for us. I just want to express Hakaras HaTov on behalf of all the Masmidim, because it's very much worth our while to be able to hear his Divrei Torah, and we know that it's a major sacrifice on his part. So thank you, Rabbi Sukenik, very, very much, and we look forward to your Divrei Torah.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Lewitz. Thank you for this opportunity. This is my happy place, Beis Medrash, and learning. I wanted to talk tonight about something that I hope is Shavu L'Chol Nefesh. It's like a one-time topic. So we know there's a klal in halacha. The Gemara tells us many places. Safek d'Rabbanan. When we have a safek d'Rabbanan, we're mekel. Safek d'Rabbanan l'hakel, as opposed to a safek d'Raisa, where we are machmir. So I like to, when I learn, whenever I find something that stands out to me or it's a little unique, I have lists of interesting things or things that are interesting to me. So a few years ago I spoke here about brisker kulas, times when the briskers are makel. It wasn't such a long shiur, but hopefully it was good. Okay, so this I just want to share with you different situations where the poskim are machmir by a safek d'rabbanan. So normally the klal is safek d'rabbanan were makel. So hopefully tonight we'll learn a couple of instances where we have Sfeikos D'Rabbanon in Halacha, and we are Machmir. I think the starting point for this discussion is probably in Psachim Daf Kuf Ches. The Gemara over there is talking about the din of Heseba, the din of leaning. So the Gemara says, because Kuf Ches Amar Aleph Itmar, Matzah Tzarech Heseba. When we eat Matzah, we have to lean. That's not disputed. Mara in Tzarech Heseba, when we eat the Mara, we're not supposed to lean. And the Rashbam explains, because matzah symbolizes geula, maror symbolizes avdus, and so the symbolism of leaning is one of royalty or freedom, and that goes along with matzah. It doesn't go along with maror. But then the Gemara says that when it comes to wine, it's a little bit of a machlokes. Yayin itmar mishmeid Rav Nachman tzar chaseba. When it comes to wine, we have a shmua, we have a memra from Rav Nachman, in the name of Rav Nachman, that you need to lean. Ve'etma b'shved Rav Nachman ain't tzarech haseba. And then we have another memra that says, in the name of Rav Nachman, that you don't need to lean. So the Gemara says, that obviously is a stira between two statements of Rav Nachman. Ve'lo pligi, the Gemara right away says, but there's no machlokas here. Ha betarti kasi kamoi, ha betarti kasi basroi. There's the first two, and then there's the last two. There's two different sections of the first two kosos go together, the last two kosos. The problem is the Gemara, it's unclear which is which. And the Gemara is going to present the case for each one. So says the Gemara, Amri lo lahaygisa, Amri lo lahaygisa. Some say that we're referring to the first two, some say the other two. Amri lo lahaygisa, like this. Tre kasi kamoi bo haseba, dahashtahu deka maschal alacheris. You have to lean by the first two. What did Rav Nachman mean? He meant you have to lean by the first two because you come to Lil HaSeder, we're leaving Mitzrayim. So the first two kosos, we're celebrating our freedom. By the time we get to the third kos, it's already post the Shulchan Orech. We already ate the Afikomen. We benched. You know, it's already later on. Trekasi Basroi Lobo Seba. But the last two cups, you don't have to lean. My Dahava Hava. It's old news, as they say. We're already on to other things. V'ami lo lahaygisa. Now, there's another way of looking at it, a different perspective. Adarabba, trei kasi basroi bo haseba. You have to lean for the last two. Why? Because hahi shaita dekahavi cheiros. When does the cheiros start? It starts at the very end, I guess you could say a Gal Yisrael at the end of Magid. As we start with Arami Ovid Avi, we start Maskel Beginus. So we spend most of the time on the down, on the in Abdus. And then, as the Seder progresses, we get to 3 and 4. Now you'll ask me that we already said Gal Yisrael before we drank the second kos. Presumably, we're still eating the Maror, so it's I guess not yet. 3 and 4 is when we're celebrating our freedom. However, Trekasi Kamoi Lobo Aseba. But you don't have to lean for the first two. Da'akati Avodam Ayinu Kamar. Because we're still saying Avodam Ayinu L'Fayim Mitzrayim while we're in the process during those first two kosos. L'chor, there's a Pashat Nafkamina between the two. The first one, you're supposed to lean for the first two because that's when we're celebrating the Cheirus. The third and fourth, you don't have to lean. It wouldn't be a stira to lean. It wouldn't be a problem to lean. But you can if you want, but you don't have to. But if you learn the second way of explaining Rav Nachman, that for 3 and 4, that's when we experience the Cheirus. But the beginning was Avodam Ayinu Kamar. Then the first two cups should be like Maror, that you shouldn't be leaning. Now the poskim, we'll see what the halacha is anyway. It's not Nogea, but at least in Sfarah, just those two ways of looking at it. So the Gemara says, so what do we do? Hashtu de itmar hachi ve itmar hachi. Now that we have these two ways of looking at it, idi ve idi bo haseba. We have to lean for all four cups. And that's what we know is the psak halacha. Learn the Shulchan Aruch, what happens if you forget, depending on which coast it is. But the Dina de Gemara is you have to lean for all four because we're not sure. The Ran, and this is Benogeya to our sugya, the Ran and Daf Chav Gimel Amar Aleph B'Dapei Arif asks Akasha. Says the Ran, V'yaf agav de ba'al makayim lan ipcha. Normally we pass in Fakert, just the opposite. D'chol sveik d'rabbana l'kula. We're supposed to say sveik d'rabbana l'hakel. So why are we leaning for all four cups? We're being machmir for both shitas. Don't we say sveik d'rabbana l'hakel? So the Ran gives two terutzim. One he quotes b'shem kach pirshu zal. And one he suggests. So I'm going to discuss one at a time. So the first teretz that he gives, Hacha kevin delav milsa detircha hi avdinon l'ravcha de milsa. It's not so difficult to lean. I guess in those days they didn't think it was such an imposition. So he leaned. So what's a big deal to lean for all four? If you can easily be makayim the din, and it's not such a big tircha, it's better to do it. Kach pirshu zal. That's the first teretz. I just want to... There's a couple of other places in halacha where these come up. Hold off, let me just... Okay. There's a Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara is talking about a case where you made a wrong bracha. Do you have to go back for the bracha? Pasach b'dechamra v'sayim b'deshichra. And the... Psak halacha, so there's a Tosfos. Tosfos lo lasui nama. Tosfos says, Uperish Rav Alfas, hashtadol, if shita bayan, the Gemara didn't have a conclusion, as lina lakula. Vafilu pasach b'chamra, v'sayim b'deshechra yatsa. The Gemara wasn't poshet the suffix over there. So we leave it, you don't have to make a new bracha. V'ri haya omer, and this ri caused a big tumult in the Achronim, the ri paskins, l'chumra. That you have to make a new bracha. The tzarach levarach pamacheres. That was the din of the ri. The Gemara had a suffix. Tosfos quoted Rav Alfas. So you don't have to repeat the bracha. And the ri said that you have to repeat the bracha. Right there, the Gilyan Hashas Rav Kiva Eger asks, why don't we say suffix brachos lakula? And he quotes from the Marsha in Arvei Pesachim in Pesachim Daf Kuf Beis. He says that the concept of Safek Bracha Lahakel can only apply by something like a Birchas HaMitzvos. But when it comes to something like a Birchas Hananin, the Gemara Ketz Levarchim says that there's an Isser. Asur Lehanos Min Olam HaZablo Bracha is one of the Mekoros for different Sugya, but one of the Mekoros for Birchas Hananin. So you're violating an Isser by eating without a bracha. So therefore, because of this chashash Isser, you wouldn't be allowed to you would have to make the bracha. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger says. The mitzvah eisan in the back of in the Hagos v'chidushim in the back of the Gemara, one of the achronim, the mitzvah eisan says a different reason. There's really two makoros over there. The Gemara in Brachos has two makoros. One is from Psukim, and one is from the Svara of Asol Enos Menolam Zabla Bracha. The mitzvah eisan says that the concept of Berachas Hanenin is Iker Daraisa. Like the Gemara Tosas and Shabbos, and Daf Lamed Daled has this, that we'll get to it later maybe, but there are times when there's a din that's an Iker Daraisa, that even though it itself is a din Darabanan, since either at it stems from a din daraisa, or let's say it comes from a daraisa, or rabbanan asbechua daraisa, so we could treat it like a daraisa. So that's why the mitzvah eisan says we're machmir, we make him make a new bracha. But the Pnei Yeshua says benogei tavar sugya. The Pnei Yeshua says, because why is it so difficult to make a new bracha? It's easy. So just like, and he says, just like the Gemara in Psachim, like the Ran said, that we make you lean for all four kosos. I savik derban lahakel. It's not such a big deal to lean. So too, says the Pnei Yeshua, not such a big deal to make another bracha. Yeah.
But that's for every bracha.
That's what?
It's just not hard. Like I'm saying, for
he's saying the whole concept of savik brachos.
But you would only say yes. The so we're by that it has the din d'oraisa. So you would only do it by stuff that has a
brachos anenin, as opposed to brachos mitzvos.
There's going to be a range.
What?
That still widens the range from.
Yes, yes, and we're going to see a lot of the Achronim say, Pnei Yeshua says, and the Stipler, the same thing applies, that the Achronim say that we don't say Safek Durabanan Lahakel, we only say it by Isuri Durabanan, not by Mitzvos Durabanan. That also, there's a Beferish Gemara a few blot later in Brachos, it says by Safek Kara Krishma, you don't have to be chozer by tefillah. You do. They ask these kashas on the answer that the achronim give is they give klalim, and then to each klal there are exceptions. This isn't all worked out. I'm giving you klalim, and each one has its kashas and has its exceptions. But l'chol ha'pachos we have a Pnei Yeshua that says that since it's easy to make a bracha again, we wouldn't apply the rule of Safek Durabanan. He says, just like the case of Aseba, we wouldn't say Safek Durabanan Le Hakel, we would be Machmer. There's another Gemara later on in Brachos, very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, the Achronim bring this Gemara as well, Amar Rebchia Bar Abba, Amar Yochanan, the din is when you make a Koshal Bracha, you're supposed to hold it with your right hand. So the Gemara is a Shaila, you're allowed to use your left hand to help you. Why do you need your left hand to help you? Like, what's the big deal? So Tosos gives two pshatim. Tosos says, one is that it's talking about kosos gedolos. You have a big, heavy kos. And the other pshat in Tosos says, is that it's Rosh Chodesh Teves Shecholios B'Shabbos. So you have to say Al Hanisim and Yalav Yavo. So that benching is much longer. Okay. Anyway, it says the Gemara, it's the bottom line in Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. Amr b'chir barabu, Amr b'yechanon, Rishonim shalu, small ma'osh at se'elimin. Are you allowed to use your left hand to help you support the cup? Amr vashi, hol v'rishonim iboy lahu. The earlier generations had a shayla about this. V'lo ifshit lahu. And they weren't matariats the shayla. Ana navid l'chumra. We should be machmir. So the achronim say, this is another case. L'chora, this is not, this is best a din d'rabanan. There's no din d'araisa that we're dealing with. But nonetheless, it's not such a big deal. We should be machmir. So they include this Gemara, that since it's not such a big deal, you could be makel. You shouldn't be makel. You should be machmir. Another example is... hold on. Another example of this din in halacha is the Mechaber writes in Tafresh Nun Beis Sif Aleph, Mitzvah lulav bayom velo balayla. The mitzvah of lulav is to shake during the day and not at night. V'chol hayom kashal until lulav. You're allowed to do it all day. What happens if you didn't shake until bein hashmashos, which is safek yom safek laila? So the Mishnah Berurah over there in Sifkat and Bey says that if you didn't take lulav until bein hashmashos, biyom rishon, mechuyev as litlo, the sfeik of the raisa. So you have to take the lulav even during benish mashos ubli bracha. Okay. However, and then the Mishnah Berurah says v'achronim miskimu de b'shar yamim afshehu midrabanan shaking lulav shar yamim is only drabanan gam kei nachon litlo dein bo tircha, because it's not such a big deal, so why not just do it? You just have to be careful not to make the bracha, but why not do it? It's not such a big deal. There's another Mishnah Berurah in Tafresh Pehe. Mishnah Stapik Lo in Sifkat and Hay. Mishnah Stapik Lo im Shama Kol Shofar. Biyom Alav Shuman Torah. Tokei Aveinu Mavarich. Ubiyom Beis Sheinu Elam Deri Sofrim Ein Tzarich Lotko Desafik Deri Sofrim Lahakel. So there, the din is that if you're mistapik, if you blew the shofar, so on the first day you blow the shofar, even Benish Mashos, but not talking about Benish Mashos, talking about Safik. Safik if you Yotze, I guess, M'shama kol shofar. So on the first day is the rice, you blow again. You don't make a bracha, but you blow again. On the second day, it's only Midrabanan, you don't have to blow again. So the Mishnah Berurah is silent on that din. The Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, in one of the Ha'aras, he quotes the Mishnah Berurah by Hilchos Lulav. It's probably Tav Kuf Pehe. I don't know what Tav Resh Pehe is. It's probably Tav Kuf Pehe, if you're writing it down. The Dirshu Mishnah Berurah has this, is Mitzayin to the first Mishnah Berurah, and he says, just like the first Mishnah Berurah said that brought Achronim that you should be Machmir, and shake the lulav again, so too, presumably, you should do the same thing and blow the shofar. Now, the Mishnah Berurah didn't write that. I don't know. My hunch is that it's not such a pasha thing to blow shofar again. To shake the lulav, you have to pick it up off the table. You don't have to do nanuim either, like make or a din. Shofar, you have to hear 30 kolos. You have to get somebody to do it. Maybe it was too much of a tircha that the Mishnah Berurah decided not to include it. There's another Mishnah Berurah which says this. The Mechaber in Siman Kuf Samach by Netilas Yadayim talks about all sorts of sfeikos in Netilas Yadayim. Mayim sheish lo safek in Sif Yud Aleph. Mayim sheish lo safek im nasa b'malach. You're not supposed to use water that was already used. So you have a safek if you use the water, olav. O sheish lo safek im yesh b'm kishir im lav. Om him tameim o tahorim o safek im not la yodav olav. Tar v'yesh misha omer. Shim kol zos im yesh lo mayim achirim yitol yodav yotzi atz b'mena safek. It's better, yesh misha omer, that it's better if you have different water, don't use the first water. The Mishnah Berurah over there says that vatam kevin shefshalotzei spekal midei sfeika. There could be a very different reason, not what I wanted to focus on, but there's a general chakira when it comes to safek derabon and lahakel. How do we understand why we were makel? The classic chakira is do we say that it's b'toras? Rabbi Chanan in contrast to Sofrim has this. Others have it as well. But if you have a long time and you want to read the Rav Gustman in the contrast Eishirim in his last year on kedushin, that's Siman Chav Dalet, he goes through minog and safek derabon and lahakel at length. If you ever learned his svarim, it's at length. But he goes through this chakira. Is it b'toras vaday that safek derabanan lekula, the rabbanan said b'toras vaday you don't have to do it, or they didn't want to be matriach you to do it? So I said when it comes to rabbanan, we'll leave it be. A lot of the achronim, I think Rav Gusman says about our cases that it's like the second sad, that the chachamim didn't want you to be matriach to have to do something when the suffix was by a derabanan. So here we just spoke about cases where there was no significant tircha, and that's why there was a cause to be machmir. So that's the first teretz of the Ram. Kevin shebekal yachol akayim, it's easy to do, so let's just do it anyway. How to apply this again? You need to be machmir. That doesn't mean that we turn every suffix. Doesn't mean no. I want to do mitzvos, and we're going to turn every suffix derabanan into and be machmir in every suffix derabanan. That's not how Chazal worked. And that's not how we should work either. If you know something comes up, say yes kashayla, but there is such a klal in halacha. We do see this in halacha, that there are times where we're machmir because it's not such a big deal to be machmir. The Ran continues in his second tarot, v'linira, dal karchach boy lemebet haseva, bekulum. Why? So this is the Ran's tarot. We have to do by everything. Why? The nasal lakula, if we're going to be makel, then amai nekel bahani tfei mahani. We have no cause to choose the first two kosos over the last two kosos. Vi nekel b'tarvayu. So by both of them, they both deserve their fair share of safek d'rabban al-hakel. But if we're going to give them both safek d'rabban al-hakel, hamiyakra mitzvah saseh b'legamri, then we were okra the mitzvah saseh. But we can't say, oh, you don't have to lean for the first two kosafek d'rabban al-hakel. You don't have to lean for the last two kosafek d'rabban al-hakel. So you're not doing the mitzvah. So that for sure can't be. That was not, can't be that Chazal wanted us to do away with the mitzvah. Chazal wanted us to choose a makel side, but we have to have a side. That's the teretz of the Ran. Before we get elsewhere, the way the Ran is working here is the Ran is essentially saying that you can't choose either side. You have no right to choose either side and say that side gets the safek d'rabban and l'hakel. So there's a beautiful Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I was learning this with students. I don't know, probably a month ago. I told them, they sing the song Gishmak to be a Yid. So they think, what does it mean to be Gishmak to be a Yid? It means probably to jump up and down and go like this. That's Gishmak. I told them Gishmak to be a Yid is when you understand Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha. That's Gishmak. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says something brilliant over here. Always something brilliant. But this, I told them if they're not grinning from ear to ear, they didn't understand what he said. Rabbi Akiva Eiger said that you just have to lean for 3 and 4. According to this Teretz of the Ran, just lean for 3 and 4. Why? Now, obviously, okay, Medina the Gemara, you try to lean for everything. But he said, it's either 1 and 2 or 3 and 4. So you lean for what? So let's say you didn't lean for 1 and 2 and you leaned for 3 and 4. So then what happens? So if it was the first tzad that really 1 and 2 were the kosos you were supposed to lean for, so then 1 and 2 didn't count because you didn't lean. So you had to drink again. So 3 and 4 become 1 and 2. And now you owe 2 cups. Now you have to drink 5 and 6. And if 3 and 4 were correct, so then 3 and 4 were correct. And 1 and 2 you didn't have to lean for. But once you get to that point, now 3 and 4, once you drink 3 and 4 b'haseba, but now you can say safek d'rabban al-hakel. Okay, why? The Ran's problem was, we can't pick either side and say, you don't get safek d'rabban al-hakel, or you do get safek d'rabban. We have no reason to give one precedence over the other. But once you drink 3 and 4 b'haseba, then miman of shach, they counted. So now you have two options. Either it was 3 and 4, and you're done, because 1 and 2 you didn't need to lean. 3 and 4 you do need to lean, but now you're done, because you leaned for 3 and 4. The other option is that you were supposed to lean for 1 and 2. Then you didn't. You didn't. Now you drank 3 and 4, and you leaned. So now you have 1. Now you essentially did 1 and 2. And now you have to drink 5 and 6. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, so there's two ways to look at it. Now we have reason to choose one over the other. If they were shaveh, then you can't pick one or the. You don't have the right to. The words of the Ran. Amai nekel bahani tfei mehani. What's the tzad to be more mekel by this one than by that one? But now, 3 and 4 have a maila over 1 and 2. Because if 3 and 4 are the real cups, then you're done. You don't have to do anything else. But if 1 and 2 are the real cups, then 3 and 4 became 1 and 2, and now you have to drink 5 and 6. So do you have to drink 5 and 6 or not? That we could say safek d'rabban al-hakel. So that's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger says. Again, lemaisa halacha lemaisa. Anyway, you have to drink all 4 b'haseba. But based on this teretz of the Ran, you would only, as long as you drank 3 and 4 b'haseba, you're good to go, because then the Ran would be modeh that you could apply safek d'rabban al-hakel. The problem with the Ran is that there's a different Ran, which is sos l'chora soser this Ran. The Rambam in Hilchos Megillah. If you learn the beginning of Megillah, I'm sure we know this then, that we keep Purim on Yudalid, and in Shushan and Yerushalayim, but Mokeves Chom and Mos Yeshua Ben Nun, the Gemara says, they read on Tezvav. Those are the Zmanim of reading the Megillah. What happens if a city is a Suffolk, whether it's Mokeves Chom and Mos Yeshua Ben Nun? So the Rambam in Megillah Aleph Yud Aleph says, Ir Shehi Suffolk, Veinu Yoduim Hoitzim Mokeves Chom and Mos Yeshua Ben Nun O Acherkin, Hokva, Korin b'shnei hayamim. The Rambam paskins, they have to read on both days. Shehin arba'asar v'chamishasar u'b'leilehem. Both of them and their nights. Maybe that's, Tosfos says the Ikar Kriyas Megillah is during the day. The Lashon of the Rambam is, you have to read on the 14th, the 15th, and the nights. As if like the nights are like, I don't know, maybe there's a little mashmos in the Rambam. That also that the nights are secondary. U'mevarchin al kriyasa. But you only make a bracha on the 14th. That's when most people are doing it, so you do it along with everybody else. So the Mishnah Lamelech over here asks Akash on the Ran, because he quotes the Ran. What is the Ran? That's the Rambam Shita. So the Rambam Shita is you have the 14th, you have the 15th, you have to read on both, but you only make the bracha during the first day. Says the Ran, because of a Ran, this is in the back, at the beginning of Maseches Megillah. Ula'inyan ayaros ha-mesupakos im heimukav eschom ha-mesushu b'nun olo horu ha-gaonim shahochen b'hem achar rov ayaros sherubon in mukafos. We follow the rov. Rov cities are not mukav eschom ha-mesushu b'nun. So mameila v'karen b'hem b'yudalid. So we read on yudalid. Va'od sh'afilu tomar shu safik shakul. Even if it's a 50-50, safik shal devreim ulakula. Safik d'rabban ulakula. V'nimtza pocho b'shneim. And you can't, and he says, Savi Darbana Lakula would wipe out both days, that you can't do, so you read on your Dalit. That's what the Ran says. So the Mishnah Melech asks, one second, in Psachim, we said, oh, you can't do that, you're going to be Mevatel the whole mitzvah, so you have to lean by all of them. Why, by the Safik of Mokafas Choma, does he say, well, we can't not lean by any, we can't not read by anything because that would be mevatel the mitzvah. So okay, fine. So we'll just read by on your dalid. Why not say, am I? You know, why are we not being machmir on these more than these? Yeah, Daniel.
Maybe Megillah is like more. I'm saying like Megillah's a terach, so you have both aspects.
So you don't have the first terach. We're going with the second terach. The kasha.
I'm saying that you need both aspects. That it's a mix of both aspects.
He's saying both things. You always need.
Only applies for the first answer when there's no tircha.
That's a big chiddush.
Yeah.
Because he quotes kach pirshu zal v'li nira. He quotes the first teretz. The Ran in Psachim says kach pirshu zal to the first teretz. It's not just a big tircha. I think we'd all agree that gathering everybody to shul to your Megillah would be a tircha. So it wouldn't certainly wouldn't fit that requirement, but then he says v'li nira. That seems almost like, who knows if we've even agreed to the first teretz. But his second teretz was, how do we deal with the two? How do we deal with the both ways? We can't go this way or that way. Let's do both. In Psachim, it's that's why we do both. So why by Megillah does he say we don't do both? There's the Rambam says we do both. The Ran said just read on your Dalit. The Mishnah Melech's teretz is that there's a. There's a basic difference between the case in Psachim of Dalet Kosos, of Hesei by Dalet Kosos, and the case of Megillah. The Mishnah Melech's Teretz is that when it comes to Mikra Megillah, so what's the terrible Avla? So this city, which is Suffolk Mukeves Choma, will never read on Tezvav. Okay. So we'll have two cities in the world that don't read on Tezvav because of that. That's not such a big deal. What's the problem with the Dalet Kosos Be'Seba? We're telling all of Klal Yisrael that you only have to lean by the first two. And what if Eliyahu HaNavi comes and says, by the way, it was really three and four? Then what are we going to do? Then we're being oker for all of Klal Yisrael, the din of drinking Dalet Kosos for three and four. So that's why, says the Mishnah Melech, when it comes to Megillah, we could be it's for a small segment of the population. It's not, we're not completely uprooting the mitzvah. Like the lashon of the Ran and Psachim is the ineko b'tarvayo hami akra mitzvah saseba legamri. That would mean that on the tzad that we were wrong, we're saying nobody ever in the history of the world has to lean for 3 and 4. To say that's too big. But for the case of Megillah, we're talking about two cities. And what happens if you live in those cities? So, you know, the next Purim, you go somewhere else. You'll hear, you know, we're not completely uprooting anything. It's a very, very limited in scope. That's the Mishnah Melech's Teretz. So I'll call a couple of other very interesting Teretzim from the Achronim. Rav Shach and Avi Ezri on that Rambam says that when Purim starts, we're looking at 2 days. He says that Taka, you do have to lane for 2 days at the beginning of Purim, according to the Ran, like he said in Pesachim. So you lane on the first day, and then you get to the second day. But once you get to the second day, now I only have 1 day in front of me. Now that 1 day, for that I could say, wait, but I already read yesterday. So now I can say something like Darbanel HaKel, because I was ready Yotze yesterday. So, but by Dalet Kosos, you can't say that, because Dalet Kosos, you have everything in front of you at the same time. The Stipler says similar. Stipler says at the beginning of Brachos, the Stipler says that Leil HaSeder, you have all 4 Kosos in front of you. By Purim, every day is its own every day is its own din. So when you're looking at it at the beginning, the Stipler is a little different than the Rav Shach. Rav Shach is saying at the beginning, Yutaka should read for 2 days. But then when you get to the second day, now all you have is 1 day left. Now you could look at it and say, do I have to read this day? Do I not have to? Well, I could apply something to Rabbanu Lahakel because I already read yesterday. The Stipler says that you're always allowed the din that the Ran said of Amai Nekel Bahani Tfe Mehani is only when you're looking at both of them together. The Stipler says that when you sit down to the Seder, you chayiv in Arba Kosos. You have to deal with all 4 Kosos. So he says that the chi of Arba Kosos, it's true that we say it al Seder and you're not going to drink the 4th cup right now, you're only making Kiddush, but all 4 of them, the chi of, to drink all 4 of them come right now. As opposed to, the Stipler says, as opposed to the case of Megillah, where when you're dealing with Yodalad, you're only looking at Yodalad. Do I have to read in Yodalad or not? Safik Darbanel HaKel. I could look at it independently, and therefore, says the Stipler, in that case, I could choose one over the other. I have the right to do that. The Rav Shach gives a second teretz, which Rav Shlomo Kluger in Tshuvas Kenesofim, Simon Tzadik Gimel, also says, is the takana to read on Tezvav was not to say that you're not Yotze if you read on your Dalet. If you read on your Dalet, he says, again, if you're in a Mekeves Choma, you should read on Tezvav, but if you read on your Dalet, you're Yotze. So we could say, why would we choose one over the other? The answer is because your Dalet, you're for sure Yotze. It's not really a suffix. You're for sure Yotze if you read on your Dalet. Tezvav is the issue. So that's the second teretz of the Ran. So again, the Gemara had a suffix, how to understand Rav Nachman, whether it was the first 2 cups, last 2 cups. The Ran asked, and the maskana of the Gemara was that we lean for all 4. The Ran asked, why don't we say suffix to Rabban al Hakel? The Ran said 2 teretz, and the first teretz was that in a situation where we could easily overcome or, you know, take care of cover our bases, then we would be machmir. And the second teretz was that any time that if we would use safek darbanel hakel, it would completely it would undo the mitzvah completely. Then we don't apply the rule of safek darbanel hakel. We would have to be machmir in such a case. There's another teretz in the Rishonim on this. On this din, on this Gemara, and that is the Shulta Giborim on the Mordechai, which I saw quoted in the Beis Halevi in his Tshuvas. I think it's Chilek Gimel, Siman Aleph. Yeah, the Beis HaLevi in Chelek Gimel, Siman Aleph, was Tess. He's talking there about Shvi'is Bezman Hazeh, which maybe we'll get to. But he quotes from the Shilta Gemara in the Mordechai that in Avodah Zarah, Mesechta Avodah Zarah, that he says that, very interesting, that this, the klal of Safek Darbana Lahakel is, we give you the authority to choose the lenient opinion, assuming you're following an opinion. So if there's a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, we have klalei apsak, so we usually would paskin, I think. We don't generally paskin like Rabbi Meir, but we had two tanoim had a machlokes. We have a suffix by the Lefshita, we don't know what to do, so we could be makel like the opinion of the more, we could choose the more makel opinion. In this case, if we would choose the more makel opinion, are we for sure doing something correct? In other words, to be makel, we would for sure be doing it correct according to one of the tanoim. But the Mordechai says, whenever the machlokes is what somebody said, we can't be makel. Because what happens if we're makel and we're wrong? So we didn't do anything. If we're makel and we're wrong by a machlokes, really klapei shemayim, or however you want to call it, Torah lava shemayim, but however you want to call it, let's say the psak halacha should have been like the machmir, but we fulfilled the das yachid, we fulfilled one of the tanoim, however you want to explain it. But when it comes to a case, and he's mitzayin to our Gemara, when it comes to this case, Rav Nachman said you have to lean, Rav Nachman said you don't have to lean. He was talking about 1, 2 versus 3, 4, and we don't know which one it is. If you're Mekel, and we're wrong, that we didn't keep any, there was no halacha. We're going to get to Shemayim, we're going to figure out that, go to Rav Nachman and say, by the way, what did you mean? He's going to tell us he meant 1, 2, or he meant 3, 4. So if we get it wrong, then we made a mistake. So therefore, says the Shilta Giborim, any time that the suffix is what somebody said, we can't be makel. If the suffix is between two opinions, then we could rely on them because even the fallback is at least we have one opinion to rely on. A little bit weiter. Another situation where we are machmir by Sfeikos de Rabbanon. These are very unclear. There's a lot of cases which I mentioned, which were what we called Iker Daraisa. The reference to Rashi and the Tosos by Daflam Medalit Amid Aleph by Ruvei Tchumen. They say over there that since it's Iker Daraisa, that was what the Mitzvah Eisen said by the Brachos. The Chazon Ish says the same thing by Shemitah. I think in the Minchas Asher on Shvius, it's, I have the Kuntris, probably 21 years ago. I have a thin Sefer, and then a thicker Sefer. And hopefully this year we'll have the thickest Sefer. I don't know if it's coming out, but from last Shemitah, so 6.5 years ago, from that Madura, I think it's Madura Tinyana of the Minchas Asher and Shvius, he has a whole siman about it. The first thing he quotes is the Chazon Ish. There's a lot of different details of the halacha in Shvius where there's machloksim by Sfeikos. And the Chazon Ish asks, why Safek Shemitah Bezman Hazeh is the Rabbanan? So why don't we just always apply the rule of Safek Rabbanan Lahakel? So the Chazon Ish says that since Shemitah is Iker Daraisa, there were times when the poskim wanted to be more machmir. So again, this is not a rule that we can apply in any specific case. We can only use the cases that Chazal gave us, that the Rishonim give us. They only apply it in certain cases, but it's kind of, the rule is not a rule, because there are times where the Chacham saw fit to be machmir. There's a rule, the Gemara in Beit Zadav, Gimel and Beis, says that by a davar sheyesh lo matirin. A davar sheyesh lo matirin is something that is usser, but it will become mutter on its own. The case in Beitza over there is if you have something that was born on Yom Tov, so it's mukza, it's nolad. If you wait until after Yom Tov, it becomes mutter. So what happens if that item falls into a mixture? So normally we have rules of bittel b'shishim. whatever the bittel barov, depending on what type of mixture it is. So the Gemara there says that davashesh matirin afilu b'durabanan lo batal. Even if it's an iser durabanan, it's not batal. We don't rely on the bittel. Just wait. Why should you wait? So Rashi says the rule is ache tochlenu beiser tochlenu beheter. Why eat it today and be so much on the bittel? Just wait until tomorrow. Not such a big deal. If you wait until Sunday, if you wait until Chol Hamoed, whatever it is, it'll become mutter. To me, it sounds a little bit like that first teretz of the Ran, that it's not such a big deal to wait. That's not necessarily correct, but it sounds like it. The post can talk about whether mukta is a davar sheyesh lo matir, and something that's chozer to become usher. So every week it's going to be mukta, but on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it won't be mukta. The mechaber in Tav Tzadi Zayin, that's in Hilchos Yantif, the mechaber says if you have a suffik by tzida on Yantif, you left a net out in your backyard, and you wake up on the first day of Yantif and you see an animal there and you want to shecht it, so you let it shecht it. So it's a suffik whether it was nitzod before Yantif, in which case you're allowed to use it, or was it nitzod on Yantif? So the post came over there, the Magen Avraham says that Tav Tzadi Zayin Sif Gimel, so the Magen Avraham over there says that this suffik is only, according to some poskim, tzida on Yantif is only Durabanan. It's not Daraisa. So according to those poskim, he says, even according to those poskim, if it's a suffik, we're still going to be Machmir. Why are we going to be Machmir? So the Magen Avraham gives two reasons. One reason he says it's because it's a Davar Sheish L'Matirin. So if it's Yantif, just wait until after Yantif. If you wait until after Yantif, then you could take that animal and you could use it. Yeah. You get it safe. Is it Tzar B'Lechaim Mitzvah in the net? You could. What? I don't. Yeah, I think the nets were just tangled them up. I don't know. Tzar B'Lechaim, Leibowitz.
Any counters in here? We're playing a game. We're playing a game in there. It's impossible. Oy. And we can't find them.
It's not easy.
Any counselors from...
There's nobody hiding in here.
Why can't these people... Rabbi, when's Mashiach going to come?
I hope tonight, before you find the counselor even. Okay. But then the Magen Avraham says another klal, which is a very important one. He quotes from the Mordechai in Yevamos. The Mordechai says that we see, if you look throughout Shas, you see that there are times when the Chachamim wanted to be Machmir by Sfeikos, without rhyme or reason. So he says that's another reason why by this Suffolk. So why are we Machmir by the Suffolk? So this, according to one Teretz, it's a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, and according to another Teretz, it's because Kach, the Chachamim wanted to be Machmir by this din. The Shaar HaTzion over there, the Chafetz Chaim says that there's a nafkamina between these two terutzim, would be, let's say, I don't know, the animal, whatever it was, you were going to lose the animal, it was going to escape, or, I don't know, let's say you couldn't wait. You would have to let it, I don't know the situation, but I've never caught an animal. But let's say the situation was that if you would wait until after Yantiv, you wouldn't be able to shecht it anymore. Then it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin because you can't wait until the next time. So if you can't wait until the next time, then it wouldn't be davar sheyesh lo matirin. You would be able to use it right away. But if we say the reason that we're machmir by this suffik tzida is because sometimes the chacham just wanted to be machmir by certain cases, so then there's no we can't question it. We can't, there's kacha, that's the din. We have to accept it. That's the nafkamina of the Shaar HaTzion. I'll just give one. I'll tell you about one more, but I won't explain it. Something that started off as a daraisa, but it was niskalgil to be a derabanan. So there's a shach in Klal Yisrael Sfeika based on Rama, a Mishnah Melech about it. There's a Tshuva Rabbi Kiva Eger and Simin Samach Dalet that anytime it's a it started out as an Issa Daraisa, and now we're donning on it as an Issa Drabanan. We'll talk another time about it. That has the status of a Daraisa, and we're Machmir even by a Suffolk. So those are some of the cases that come up in the Poskim about situations where normally the rule is Suffolk Drabanan Lahakel, but in these situations we would be Machmir. Thank you. Sure. For coming. Thank you for staying. Okay, so the case that the Ramah had, there was machlokas between the Mechab and the Ramah. I feel bad, I know you guys at Marav, but he has a case of a Suffolk Drusa. That means that it's a Trefa and it's Nisarev. And once it's Nisarev, the Rov, it's Batal. So Midrabonon, it's Kosher, it's Mutter. The Tarovis is Mutter. So it's a Rabbanon. But since the starting point was that it was a Suffolk if it was a Trefa, the Ramah says, better to be Machmir, because this started out as a Suffolk Doraisa and it ended up a Suffolk Rabbanon. I think I heard from Rav Shechter that similar cases like Bein HaShmashos Shailas or Rabbanon Shailas by Shabbos sometimes were Machmir. That that by Sfeikas we don't say Rabbanon because Shabbos is Ikar Doraisa. That could be similar to if it comes from a Doraisa. But that's something. Thank you very much.